be kind of wingman me here and be able to answer your questions, but we should have plenty of time to answer any of your questions here as we go through. So two offerings for you that we're going to present to you here. So the 33 Wi-Fi Stat 4.3 and the Wi-Fi Stat 4.3 FX. Big differences between the two of them is the displays on them. So the active matrix screen, color side of things would be your 4.3 version. And then the fixed display, the FX version of them, you can kind of see the two here on there. So we'll kind of move our way through here, I hope. There we go. So a little different look at this thermostat than conventional thermostat. Obviously, everybody has thermostats in their portfolio side to things, but why do I want this one? So it's going to give you a couple new things, right? Local access, conventional, commercial thermostat for you. So just like you're used to on there, but this one's going to give us remote capabilities with the Wi-Fi side to things. So it does have a remote mobile app. Also, it does have a web browser inside of there, so you're able to see all the thermostats that you install and be able to share those between different users on there. The last and big thing with this thermostat, obviously, is the BACnet integration capabilities. So this gives you all BACnet MSTP today capabilities of the thermostat. So gives you that. It is BTL listed. When you look at thermostats out there, you always want to make sure that they're BTL listed on that. That means that they've been tested by the BACnet Society on there. So we do have a standard points list and everything for the thermostats. It's all in our documentation. So you're able to give this to a contractor, an integrator, they should be able to pull these stats right in for us. So great thermostat for multi-unit or multi-site buildings. So you're able to see all the thermostats out there. Different levels of access to the thermostat. You simultaneously can look at it through the app, through the web portal, even through the BACnet side of things. So all at the same time. So great troubleshooting sides of things to be able to see this thermostat from all users of it on there. So probably the big benefit of our thermostat is that you'd be able to see all the thermostats in one look. You'll see here as we go through the slides what it looks like. Be able to see multiple thermostats from one page on there. We've been working on updating our apps and the web portal, so we've spent a lot of time making them look and feel real good for you guys. So, couple of great applications for this. Wanted to give you guys a splash screen here. What can I do with this thermostat? So obviously single zone, constant volume, units, air sources, as we call them, so rooftops, heat pumps, fan coils, unit vents, small air handlers, great applications for it, built on temperature and humidity with them. So does have some remote inputs to it. And we'll go through the differences between the two thermostats as we get farther in here. So temp, humidity, supply air temperature, CO2 is a new one that we just added to this. And obviously the economizer alarm so that you comply with the economizer monitoring stuff. So big things to take away from this is, right, it can be standalone, does not need to be connected to anything. This could be your daily thermostat. Does have the cloud app capabilities for Wi-Fi sides of things. And obviously BACnet is the big one that you guys were looking for. So integration into a third party. I don't know if you guys have this in your portfolio today, but a typical system like this, the third party integrator will have some type of router, be able to connect onto the MSTP, all these thermostats. You can then obviously look at them through our Connect for OEM website or through the mobile apps on there. So all the apps are available out on the Google Store or the iOS or iOS stores. So you can go and download those for free. So quick look at these thermostats, right? Big thing, one of the big questions we get all the time is, can this thing stand alone? Does it need to be connected? Does it not? Yes, they can stand alone. You can get these things up and running without being connected to Wi-Fi, things like that. On there, just a couple of screenshots here for you of what they look like. They have, I don't think, been updated anything new on these since we released on that sides of it. So here's the mobile app for it. So it is a My Wi-Fi Stat app. So if you go out to the iOS store or the Google Play store, you should be able to find that, register as a new account, and you'll be up and running. This is the website. And Selena, you can send all the slides out, later on after the meeting here. So, but again, just log in, set up your, sign up for it, and you'll be able to have access to it. So it will be Connect for OEM is the website that connects all these for you. So it's mywifistat.com is up and running, been running for quite some time here now. So a look inside of what the website looks like, some things quickly that you can do. As I said, you can look at all of your thermostats. So here's typical three thermostats. You can break them up by systems, by buildings. Inside of there, this is a quick overview of what the thermostat is doing, right? Current temperatures, modes. Is there any alarms to it on that sides of things? Obviously, humidity readings inside of there. We can add different thermostats to groups. You can share them between users out there, whether it's tenants or property owners on there, and obviously different password levels that they can do things inside of it. So again, like I said, you can share these stats. Here's the three different levels of roles: occupant, installer, and facility manager out there. Share these between the different users on there. Couple of the big differences now getting into each of the thermostats. So we'll start off with the 43FX. This would be the one on the bottom here with the fixed display on it. So three stages of cooling, four stages of heat, obviously auto manual fan control, humidity control for your humidifier units out there, Wi-Fi connection, BACnet MSTP. Does have some remote inputs to it. Outputs are a total of seven here, depending on how you configure the unit. And some configurable inputs and outputs on it. So again, locally scheduled, and I won't read the eye chart here for you on it. So auto software updates, if it is connected to the Wi-Fi, say we find a bug or there is a new feature, one of the big new features that we just added was CO2 capabilities to this. We are able to load that over the air. So any of the thermostats that were connected to the Wi-Fi actually got that new feature to it, no hardware change or anything. So as we continue to develop these thermostats, you might get some new features without having to change out hardware on that side of things. So it is remote humidity or CO2. There is only one input there, so you got to kind of make the differences on that sides of it. Again, the big differences between the two of them is the screens on it, the fixed display versus the capacitive touch display for the 43. The only one that does remote temperature and humidity is the FX thermostat. So that's probably the big key between the two thermostats. We are working for on a new version of the 43 that possibly will be able to bring that in here in the future on it. But today, this is where we sit on them. So keep moving here. So a little bit of the wiring. Here's what the back plate looks like for you. So on the 43 and the 43FX, big way to know the difference between which one that you do have is obviously the 43 just has the two BACnet connections or the S1, S2 here for remote inputs. The FX has the H and T for humidity, remote temperature and humidity. We are probably going to change this because now it will, where the H is there, will actually accept CO2. So the CO2 was a big fix for us because we're looking at complying with Title 24 stuff. So out there. Configurable outputs, here's economizer enable, occupancy enable for enabling your standalone economizers. Humidification, dehumidification, obviously three stages of cooling, can do heat pumps for you on that sides of things. These are all push on connections there, so you can kind of see the push down connection form. We do have all the documentation ready for you on this. It does have the installation guides and all the product data sheets for you to go out and sell them on that side of things. Selena, did you want to step in here, where they could find this information? So
Yeah, thanks, Shane. Absolutely. We are working. We have some literature we're developing on the ICP side. We're taking a look at that. That's going to be branded or unbranded literature. Our goal is to get the literature out as quickly as possible, but we will have literature. We do have pricing as well. These are available to order now. And really, the idea behind this is to set a good price point. Christina, correct me if I'm wrong. This is at $199 for the FX. Is that correct? Well, Christina and I are working on pricing, but if I'm correct, and I believe I am, it's right about under $200 at $199. We do stock these in our San Antonio location. And really, the idea that we have behind this is, this is your BACnet solution, Wi-Fi stat, and something that you can stock at your local branch, your regional branch, put these in inventory, have them available. They're at a good price point. As I mentioned, we do have literature in place. We're looking at whether we want to brand or unbrand it simply because we want to get the literature out to you as quickly as possible. And those details will still be forthcoming when I have the literature actually available on the ICP side. If you're subscribing to my newsletter, and I believe you all are, I will update you in my newsletter when we have that literature on our side. We have Dom moderating, and he's our co-host. Dom is in Syracuse. He's part of the controls group. I'm going to go ahead and stop for any questions you might have. I'm also going to start recording here just for a moment. So if anybody has any questions, go ahead and speak up or just type them in the chat.